broadcasting live from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for FinTech South 2019. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Mike Salmon back with you from Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the 2019 FinTech South Technology Conference. We've been interviewing business leaders and technology leaders. PJ Bain is with Prime Revenue. PJ, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be here.
Talk about Prime Revenue and what your company does.
Prime Revenue is a financial technology business headquartered here in Atlanta, Georgia. We have offices all over the world, and we're the globe's leading marketplace for companies that are looking to optimize their working capital by leveraging supply chain finance.
Okay, so how do you do that?
The way that supply chain finance works is typically when a supplier gets paid for the goods and services that they're selling is linked to when a buyer chooses to pay them. And what supply chain finance does is it breaks that link. It allows the supplier to, leveraging technology and a network and a platform that we provide, it allows the supplier to get paid immediately if they elect. And it also allows the buyer to choose when they pay, including they can paying later if they choose. And so for the supplier, it improves their cash position because they can collect the money immediately that they've earned. And for the buyer, it allows them to have better control of their money as well, improving their cash position by paying the invoices as they're able to get the products, move them through their internal supply chain and sell them and generate money for those products.
Gotcha. Share a little bit, PJ, about the history of the company.
So the company's been around for a while. It was founded in 2003, struggled a bit through the financial crisis. I joined in 2009, so I've been there about 10 years. The company was struggling and had yet to really sort of prove that it could be delivered profitably until 2009. We were able to have a little bit of luck and a little bit of hard work, and we've been profitable since 2010, funding our own growth, and that growth has really escalated over the last 4 years.
It doesn't hurt, I assume, to be right here in Atlanta, a technology hub with all the people, all the businesses, especially in financial technology.
There couldn't be a better place for Prime Revenue to call home. We were just talking before we went on air, and our business is very international. I was in London just a few weeks ago, and I was asked why Prime Revenue was headquartered in Atlanta, in London. They asked me that question on a panel, and I thought about it for a minute, and I thought, you know, the reality is if we were going to set the business up today, there's probably only five cities in the world that you'd want to think about: New York, London, Dubai, Hong Kong, possibly Singapore, and Atlanta. And Atlanta is the epicenter of global payments and payment processing. We have an unbelievable, just look out at this amazing technology and startup community that we have. We have one of the most innovative and vibrant fintech communities in the world, world-class universities. We have centuries of supply chain expertise. And when you factor in, the cost of living and the quality of living, it's a no-brainer. It's an amazing place to call home for a financial technology firm.
And we're standing in one of these stadiums that's probably the best technology-wise, one of the best in the world. Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Absolutely amazing. This place is a gem of the city, a gem of the Southeast, and it's fantastic to be able to get out of here and run a few routes on the floor looking at all of the great fintech vendors that are showcasing their products and solutions.
Now, you were on a panel earlier today. What did you talk about?
It was about B2B. So if you think about the term fintech, covers a lot of things. And our business is very focused on global business-to-business financial technology. And a lot of times financial technology can mean a lot of different things. It can mean payments. It can mean credit card processing. It can mean point of sale systems. And so the panel that I was on was actually talking and focused specifically on what the future looks like in B2B fintech and B2B payments.
You know, my follow-up question, what does that future look like?
It's an exciting future. There's so many opportunities. I think that the genesis of the panel and the summary of the panel is B2B is a little bit different than B2C. B2C, you can have a cool product and you'll get some level of traction. In B2B, it's a little bit different. You have to solve real tangible business problems that companies and people are experiencing, and doing it in a way that is material and significant in the value that you're delivering to the company, to the corporate client, to the business. And ultimately, you have to do that in a way that's not disruptive and distracting to their business processes.
And I would think, PJ, also B2B is a little bit more personal because it's still relationships. You know, P2C, someone sees something cool, they're going to go online and buy it. But B2B, there's still, I think, that relationship. As much as technology evolves, I think that the person-to-person relationships are still going to be there for, especially in the B2B sector.
It's absolutely critical. At Prime Revenue, we're a values-based business, and one of our values is respect. And when we talk about respect, it's respect for not only our teammates that are part of Prime Revenue, but it's our ecosystem, it's our partners, our customers, it's also our competitors, and it's the communities in which we live. I tell our team all the time, and when I have an opportunity to speak to younger entrepreneurs that are just starting out, one of the things that I always tell them is I've been in the fortunate and blessed position in my career to see millions and millions of business decisions made. I've never, ever seen a business make a decision. People make the decisions. And if you don't have a relationship with the people and you're not doing something to make their lives better, then you need to hang it up and find something else to do, because that's what it's all about.
No doubt about it. How are you guys growing the business, by the way?
One customer at a time. So I heard another speaker say something that I'm going to steal, and that is you want every customer to think that they're your only customer. And so I think it's absolutely critical that we're delivering value one customer at a time. We have a long track record. So for many years, our business has been very focused on enterprise clients, global 2000, multi-billion dollars, big brand names of the economy. And about three and a half years ago, we launched an effort to really push down into the middle market and be able to provide our solutions, better financing, better optimization of working capital to clients that are in that middle market to use it, because that is the engine of the job growth in every economy everywhere in the world. So we're very excited about that. And that middle market effort is really fueling a lot of the growth that we have had for the last several years. The other thing that's happening with our business is we are very much of a network business. So we are, today we support 30,000 clients in 90 countries, in 30 currencies, in 25 languages around the world. We have 100 banking partners that are providing $25 billion in capital, and we'll manage $333 billion in B2B supply chain payments in 2019. And we feel like we're just getting started. We can really, just in the last probably 18 or 24 months, really feel the network effect to start to kick in and that flywheel of momentum to really help accelerate the growth. It's exciting to see.
That's just amazing, the success, the growth. But because of the business you're in, I don't think you can ever rest on your laurels, because technology is changing every day and there's always somebody out there trying to do it better.
That is absolutely true. And the reality is we talk about this internally a lot. Innovation, we have to innovate to stay alive. It's a prerequisite to be in business tomorrow. We always have to be thinking about what we can do better, who's coming into our marketplace. We're the leader in the marketplace, but we have to wake up every day and earn that. That's true in just about any industry. And the reality is you can't sit in a closed room behind a closed door with a couple of people just like you that do the same job that you do and innovate. You got to get out, you got to visit the customers, you got to understand what's going on in the market, you got to attend great events like FinTech Atlanta 2019 and see what's happening in the market so that you're just soaking up all of the knowledge out there so that you can be better at innovating and better at providing great solutions to our clients around the world.
I won't keep you much longer. Thank you so much for your time. You've been on a panel already today. What's the rest of your day look like?
Well, I think I'm almost done with some of the media things, so I'm super excited to just get out and spend a little bit of time talking to these entrepreneurs that I can see in their booths talking about the great innovations that they have.
I'll send you back to work then.
Great. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right. PJ Bain joining us with his company Prime Revenue here on Business Radio X. And a reminder, many more interviews coming up all afternoon long. We're broadcasting from the FinTech South Technology Conference here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.